This is WNPR. Good afternoon. I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. Are horses vicious by nature? That's at the heart of an appeal heard today before the Connecticut Supreme Court. Horse owners worry that if a lower court ruling stands, it would jeopardize a large industry in the state. To explain is attorney Doug Dubitsky. This appeal originated with one case involving a horse named Scuppy. Can you tell us what happened?
Scuppy was owned by a farmer who had in addition to having horses, he also had a farm stand, and a father and his son went and purchased some produce from the farm stand, and then went over to pet the horse, and the horse allegedly bit the child. And the issue is whether the farmer was on notice that this horse was likely to bite the child because he's a horse. And what the plaintiffs are trying to do, and the issue before the court, was whether or not we look to each specific horse, or whether or not it's that the owner of a horse is on notice that a horse is vicious just because he's a horse.
And so the family sued, and a lower court ruled on behalf of the guy that owned the horse, and then it was appealed.
Essentially, the trial judge granted summary judgment to the defendant, saying that as a matter of law, the plaintiff can't show that this particular horse was vicious. That was appealed to the appellate court, who essentially sent it back saying that there needed to be evidence as to whether or not, as a species, a horse is vicious. So whether or not all horses are inherently vicious. And for centuries in Connecticut, the law has always been that horses are, the viciousness of a horse is judged by that specific horse, not horses as an entire species. No, there is no state that says that horses are inherently dangerous, like, for example, tigers or cobras or, you know, wild animals that are widely recognized as being inherently dangerous.
And if horses in the state of Connecticut are viewed wholly as a species as being dangerous, how will that impact horse owners and the horse industry?
It would be devastating. You know, you can imagine if you have a small farm, you have horses in that you give lessons on, and you have boarding at your facility, and there are hundreds and hundreds of these facilities around Connecticut. Connecticut has the highest density of horses of any state in the nation, surprisingly. So if you own a small boarding and training facility, and your bread and butter is teaching 12 to 17-year-old girls how to ride horses, you can just imagine how it would affect your business if suddenly horses were considered inherently dangerous. There would be no horses at petting zoos. It would be exceedingly difficult to get insurance for horses if they were considered under state law to be inherently dangerous animals like wild animals.
And can I ask whatever happened to the horse named Scuppy?
You know, frankly, I'm not sure where Scuppy is at the moment. I understand, from what I understand, he's still around.
Attorney Doug Dubitsky, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
He represented horse owners in a case before the state Supreme Court on whether horses should be viewed as inherently dangerous. The ruling from the justices should be out in a few months. This is WNPR.